Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Monday, February 12th, 2018. It's Monday, so we're talking new video game releases for the week, starting with tomorrow, February 13th. Owlboy is being released on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and Nintendo Switch. Owlboy is the 2D story-driven platformer adventure game where you can fly and explore. It came out on PC on Steam back in November of 2016 and got fairly favorable reviews, but now it's hitting consoles. It has lovely pixel art and a great soundtrack, and it is kind of an antidote to a lot of these kinds of games that rely on difficulty and punishing the player. This is not MasoCore. Owlboy is kind of casual, fun, platforming, an old-school adventure game. If you're into that kind of thing, it's got great reviews. It comes out tomorrow on consoles. Owlboy. Another great game from 2016 is making a resurgence. Overcooked is coming to Nintendo Switch tomorrow as well. Overcooked is a co-op cooking party game, which is wildly fun. I played this a whole bunch on PlayStation 4, but now it comes to Nintendo Switch. Not exactly sure how the co-op is going to work. Maybe they'll allow you to pop off those two DualShocks and play on the same screen. Either way, it's a ridiculously silly and fun game that will finally be available handheld on Nintendo Switch starting tomorrow, February 13th. Another great game coming out February 13th, a game I have been playing and I can thoroughly recommend, is a game called Crossing Souls. This game comes out on PC and PlayStation 4 tomorrow, and it is a pixel art love letter to the 1980s. This is sort of Goonies or even Stranger Things, the game, all done with retro 80s pixel art. It is a story-driven adventure where you play a pack of young kids who explore their town and find some strange goings on. But it's got all the trappings of great 80s cinema and that kind of kids can do everything and parents don't understand us. You've got kids that are great scientists, sort of like The Explorers, if you ever remember that movie, one of my favorites when I was a kid. You've got kids that stand up to bullies. You got kids going into arcades and fixing stuff. And you have a big, deep, crazy story about the supernatural invading this town. I heartily recommend this one. This is really fun, great dialogue, fun sort of action puzzle-solving-ish. Crossing Souls comes out on PC and PlayStation 4 tomorrow. The massively popular and long-running Dynasty Warriors franchise is getting a new installment on February 13th, tomorrow. Dynasty Warriors 9, the ninth numbered installment, which isn't even the ninth game. There are many more Dynasty Warrior games than just the numbered installments. But Dynasty Warriors 9 is arriving for PlayStation 4, PC, and Xbox One. And with it, a whole new approach to the Dynasty Warriors franchise. This might be the biggest change to the way Dynasty Warriors works since it has started. It's adding open world to the Dynasty Warriors games. Dynasty Warriors, of course, is the idea that one warrior can fight hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of enemies at once. It's always ridiculous, goofy fun. But this Dynasty Warriors 9, changes the traditional battle-to-battle setup into a vast open world. Evidently, they'll also be adding some light stealth elements where you have to infiltrate some castles and stay hidden, which is another first for the franchise. And it brings this series to modern consoles, Dynasty Warriors 9, very highly anticipated, and it arrives tomorrow, February 13th. Tomorrow also sees the release of The Fall Part 2 Unbound for PlayStation 4, PC, Nintendo Switch, and Mac. The Fall was an award-winning 2D side-scroller that had a really interesting story, and The Fall Part 2 Unbound is equally narratively ambitious. This is a story about an AI that has broken free of its shackles. Now a human user from across a global network has attacked and infected the AI with an unknown virus, and it has a new rule: save yourself, hunt them, end them, do anything, use anyone, become unbound. It's a game with puzzles and action and exploration, and is reportedly three times the length of the first game, with four playable characters and thousands of lines of fully voice-acted dialogue. The Fall, Part 2, Unbound, arrives tomorrow. If you like dirt bike racing and, I don't know, Monster Energy drinks, I guess? Monster Energy Supercross, the official video game, arrives tomorrow, February 14th, on PC, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and Nintendo Switch. This is a motocross racing game with the Monster Energy drink branding. So, finally, somebody got your letters, I guess. Person who likes Monster Energy drink and also Supercross. Not really my jam, but it's happening. Comes out tomorrow. What is my jam is a game I've been playing a little bit of. Just dipped my toe in it, but I plan to play a lot more. A game called Kingdom Come Deliverance. This arrives tomorrow as well on PC, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and Mac. This is a medieval open-world role-playing game that really tries to be historically accurate. And that is a pretty amazing thing to experience. Imagine a game like The Witcher or Skyrim, but it's not in a fantasy world. It is in the real world, with real-world history, real-world physics, no magic, and combat that actually feels authentic. So you have to lean into sword swings, and your momentum has importance. You've got dialogue options and persuasion options in Kingdom Come Deliverance that actually are based on how you look and the way you carry yourself. So if you have blood on your tunic, people are going to treat you differently than if you're well-dressed and well-manicured. A lot of attention to period detail and life in that time. Imagine Renfair the game. This is like experiencing Renfair, where people dress up and pretend it is a different era. This is a video game that really is attempting to be period accurate in all of its details. And I think that's a laudable goal, and it's fascinating. The game has all of the trappings of a modern role-playing game. It's got quests, and it's got inventory management, and it's got leveling up, but it's doing it inside the confines of trying to be realistic, which I don't know of any other game that's really done it like that. And I think it's a really fascinating experience to play. Kingdom Come Deliverance, which I've been playing an early version of. It arrives tomorrow, February 13th. Another game that I've been playing and loving and sweating to, you've heard me talk about it here on Newest, Latest, Best, Sprint Vector, which is out now on Oculus and Vive, PC VR headsets, arrives tomorrow on PlayStation 4 VR. Sprint Vector is the wild racing game. It's sort of Mario Kart meets parkour inside a VR environment. It's wild. It's energetic. It is so fun. Sprint Vector, PlayStation 4 VR tomorrow. Fast forward to Thursday, February 15th. The 3D remake of Secret of Mana arrives on PlayStation 4, PC, and PlayStation Vita. Secret of Mana, of course, one of the classic role-playing games of the 90s. It was released all the way back in 1993, but made an indelible mark for its incredible music and rousing story, and now it has been completely remade in a 3D engine, and it arrives on PC and Sony consoles on Thursday. Friday, February 16th, sees the re-release of Bayonetta and Bayonetta 2, the spectacle hack-and-slash action game with the unforgettable female protagonist, on Nintendo Switch. Switch is getting Bayonetta and Bayonetta 2, so fans of that franchise, and there are many, are excited. And finally, Friday, February 16th also sees the release of the first game in the EA Originals program, which is EA's effort to create games that have that more indie spirit. It's called Fae, and it's an exploration game from Zoink Games. This is coming out on PlayStation 4, PC, Nintendo Switch, and Xbox One, and it is a truly beautiful-looking game. You become Fae, and you run and climb and glide your way through a dark Nordic forest to explore its living, breathing world filled with secrets, legends, and mystical creatures. Really striking, shadowy visuals on this one. Think Limbo, but with a splash of Ori and the Blind Forest. Fae looks really, really interesting, and it arrives on Friday.